Hello, my audio boo friends. It is February 15th, 2015. It is, somewhere around 25 minutes to 2 o'clock, I believe. Don't have my clock. Oh, yeah, actually, there it is. I do. Yes, it's 25 minutes to 2 on this gorgeous sunny day here in Montreal. Beautiful. Very cold, though, minus 16, with a nice little breeze. Thank God it's not too strong. And they're talking about a winter storm coming later tonight and into tomorrow. Although, if I look out towards the west, which is where we predominantly get our weather, sort of from the southwest, I don't see any clouds or anything out there, so I don't know. I guess I'll monitor it and maybe I'll come back with another audio boo a little bit later tonight and let you know how things are brewing up. And maybe we'll have ourselves a little bit of an audio boo weather watch on our hands here in Montreal. They're calling for a nasty, nasty day tomorrow with high winds and lots of snow, upwards of 20 to 30 centimeters even. Although, at this point, when I'm looking around me, I have a hard time believing it. So today's audio boo or audio challenge for February, which we call the February challenge, number 15, is to name 5 things you enjoy. I imagine you enjoy doing or you enjoy, period. And 5 things you hope to learn or take part in the coming year. All right. I was going to prepare for this, but I'm going to do it off the cuff. So let's see. My hobbies, my interests vary throughout the year. Because of the seasons, that changes a lot. Because during the winter, I tend to stay indoors more and do more indoor things. Play my drums, go on the computer a little bit more, do some programming, read, although not as much as I'd like to. I watch a heck of a lot of documentaries on YouTube, all sorts of stuff. Lately, I've been watching some documentaries on history and other documentaries on musical history. I finished watching a whole series a little while back on Genesis and their interviews on the making of several of their landmark albums. I watched, although that was a while ago, I watched a history on synthesizers. And lately I want to watch some more documentaries, but on regular history, history of the world type thing. From different apps. So that's some of the things that I do during the winter. In the summer, I like to work outside a bit, work on my car, wash my car, wax it, go scooter riding. This coming year will be a little bit more interesting in that I get to also ride my motorcycle, again, with an accompanier, but that's okay. I found a couple of people, hopefully I can go for a few rides with. In the next coming months, winter, summer months. And then hopefully at the end of August, I will go and do my road test and get my actual license, which means that I will be hitting the road on the motorcycle all by myself, the lone wolf that I can be sometimes. And that'll be a lot of fun. What else do I do? I love to tinker around with electronics and stuff. I fixed a DVD player just this past weekend. I found the problem back last weekend. I had this wonderful DVD player, an LG, that records DVDs. And it stopped working. One day I plugged it in, turned it on, and the whole display was just flashing intermittently. And I wasn't sure what was wrong with it. I opened it up and I looked around and I noticed that one of the capacitors, the top of the capacitor, had domed, which usually means it's dried out or blown out and it were leaked. And so I said to myself, okay, well, that was a while back, and then I kind of left it on the shelf for almost a year. And then last weekend, I was kind of rummaging around for something to do, and I saw it, and I went, you know what? I'm going to open this thing up again and see. Sure enough, I took off the power supply unit, the circuit, and removed the capacitor, and I found a capacitor of the same capacity, and but it was huge. It was a huge capacitor, not the same voltage. The one that was on the board was a 16 volt. The one that I had was a 50 volt. It was huge. And so I said, that's okay. You know, it's just to try it out. The leads were long enough, and I soldered them in place and fired it up, and sure enough, the DVD woke up. It has some problems reading DVDs, so I'm wondering if that might be a problem with the laser. That I'll look into it a little bit later. But at least for now, I fixed it. So that's another thing I like to tamper and tinker with. Not tamper. That's not a good word. Tinker. Tinker with our electronics. And one of the things I'd love to get into more in the coming year, maybe, is microcontrollers. I want to get back into those. I had fooled around with them a little bit in programming them, but never really got very far. And since then, I've discovered some other companies that make microcontrollers that are really nice. They're easy to program. They're programmed in an easier language. And, you know, I may have some more on this as I get into it. It's not Basic Stamp, because that's probably a lot of people are thinking it's Basic Stamp. It's not. It's not Arduino either. It's another one that I'd found. Right now, the name escapes me, but I had put it in my Evernote, so I'll find it at some point. I want to play more drums. In fact, I'm really crossing my fingers that this year I will buy an actual electronic drum kit instead of whacking away at that stupid Yamaha DD65. Look, it works. It sounds all right, but several of the triggers, the drum pads, mistrigger, misfire. So, and I'm trying to get better at things, but because it misfires, I can't seem to. And it's too noisy. It's really a noisy unit. And even if I'm trying really hard not to hit it too hard, the family hears it, and they hear it upstairs, and all they hear is ta 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 ta, and it drives them crazy. Or if I'm doing a jazz kind of rhythm and I'm on the hi hat, ta 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 ta, that's not what they hear. All they hear is ta 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 ta, boom ta 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 ta, boom ta 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 ta. Not even the booms; they're all ta 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 tats on the pads. That's all they hear. They don't hear what I hear in the headphones, which is actually the drums. So I'm looking at buying a set of Yamahas. The model escapes me. I want to say the YMK 400, something like that. YTX 400. Anyway, it's a decent beginner's electronic drum set. It's $499 Canadian, so it's not too bad. And it should at least give me something a little bit quieter to play. The pads are a lot quieter. I tried it in the store, and the store has ambient sound, so that kind of mitigates that. But what else? So electronics, drums, maybe play some more guitar. Like I said, the motorcycle. Woodworking. I used to carve wood quite a bit, and I haven't done that in a long, long time. So I'm thinking maybe getting back into wood carving would be something I'd look forward to this coming year. I guess that's about it. I'm just trying to think if there's anything else. I can't think of anything right now. But if there is, well, I'll chime in again on Audio Boo. I'm never shy to talk about what I'm doing or some of my plans and stuff, and I always like to hear what everybody else is doing, so. Alright, I guess that's it. So, from my nice, cozy, warm car here in Montreal, with the sun beaming in, I bid you a wonderful day, wherever you are, wherever you're listening, and whatever the temperature is, and hopefully it's a lot warmer than here. Thank you, and thank you again for listening, and catch you later. Bye.